USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The crowd at a Trump rally in North Carolina last week chanted, "Send her back," referring to liberal Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, something the president has been public about not agreeing with. But White House senior policy advisor Stephen Miller tells Fox News Sunday the public isn't happy with liberals.
Millions of patriotic Americans all across this country are tired of being beat up, condescended to, looked down upon, talked down to by members of Congress on the left in Washington, D.C., and their allies in many quarters of the media.
Republican Senator Ron Johnson tells CNN's State of the Union that he'd like to get past discussions of race.
I just find it very unfortunate that so many parts of our public debate right now are getting immediately stuck inside a racial framework. When what I would like to see is us moving toward that colorblind society.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Leading 2020 Democratic presidential candidates are escalating an emerging battle within their party over health care. On CNN's State of the Union, Democratic Senator Cory Booker talked about the issue.
What I've said very clearly to folks is I believe that Medicare for All is the end that we should be seeking. But anybody who says that, it can't be a political slogan. There has to be a pathway there. And the first step in that pathway is actually creating a vibrant public option, driving down costs for Americans.
Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris unveiled a plan on Tuesday that authorizes the federal government to set the rates for certain prescription drugs as a way to lower prices. Britain is taking issue with Iran's claim a British flag tanker was seized in the Strait of Hormuz because of a collision with a fishing boat, Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt suggesting the response will be both diplomatic and economic.
It raises very serious questions about the security of British shipping and indeed international shipping in the Straits of Hormuz.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Two top Trump administration officials are abroad talking trade. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meeting with his Mexican counterpart for trade talks in Mexico City, discussing trade and immigration, as in June, the Trump administration tied trade and immigration together with a threat of stiff import duties on Mexican goods beginning July 22nd if the neighbor to the south does not act to stem the flow of illegal immigrants to the U.S.-Mexican border. Meanwhile, National Security Advisor John Bolton's in Tokyo discussing trade issues between Japan and South Korea. A trade dispute between those two U.S. allies has been threatening the global supply of smartphones and memory chips. I'm Chris Barnes.
It's been 50 years since man first walked on the moon at Cape Canaveral, Florida. Yesterday, Vice President Mike Pence said the history of Apollo 11 will long be remembered.
Apollo 11 is the only event in the 20th century that stands a chance of being widely remembered in the 30th century. 1,000 years from now, July 20th, 1969, will likely be a date that will live in the minds and imaginations of men and women, as long as there are men and women to remember.
Miss Michigan Kathy Zhu has been stripped of her title after several insensitive and racist tweets surfaced. The 20-year-old received an email Friday from the pageant removing her from her position. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.